بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin and we have reached verse number 12. قال الله تعالى إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. Verse number 12. Verily we give life to the dead, and we record that which they sent before them and their traces, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. This is the overall meaning. Now, what's the occasion of this verse in relation to the verses before? There are two occasions here. First, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the previous verse the conditions and the qualities of those who benefit by the reminder from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as compared to those who don't, he made it clear in this verse that each one of these two conditions, those who benefited of those two people, two groups, those who benefit and those who don't, will live after death, will come to life after death, and will be recompensed for his works. So therefore the occasion is obvious, meaning there is glad tiding to the believer, the one who benefited from the warning, and there is warning and threat to those who oppose. This is the first occasion. The second occasion is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the status of those who belied the reminder and the messenger, then their belying is like death. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give life to the dead, physical life, then he is able to give life to those dead, the kafir ones, in a non-physical aspect, meaning make them believe. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna nahnu, inna, this is a plural noun. Inna nahnu, this is a plural noun. And Allah Azza wa Jal is one. So the meaning here is of magnification. This is of magnification, certainly. Give life to the dead. The dead here comprises the offspring of Adam and other than the children of Adam. But you see, in the following statement, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, we record that which they sent before them and their traces, indicates particularization. What do we mean by that? Indicates that this is particular to the offspring of Adam. There are many examples of this type of generalization followed by quote unquote particularizations. Would this particularization limit the generalization or not? Sometimes we see that the scholars rahimahumullah consider that to be a particularization to the general, meaning it would limit, it would restrict the generalization. and sometimes they don't. For example, let's take Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 228. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ Verse 2, 228. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ إِن كُنَّ يُؤْمِنَّ بِاللَّهِ واليوم الآخر وبعولتهن أحق بردهن في ذلك إن أرادوا إصلاحا. This ayah, this verse, and divorced women shall wait as regard their marriage for 3 menstrual periods, and it's not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe in Allah and in the last day, and their husbands have the better right to take them back in that period if they wish. Look at the beginning of the verse. In the beginning there is a generalization. Yet there is within this verse a ruling specific to some individual cases of this generality. Meaning, look at وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ, the beginning, and divorced women shall wait as regard their marriage for their iddah, for their waiting period, for 3 menstrual periods. This is general. This covers a divorced woman, divorced a revocable divorce, or otherwise. So this is general. And divorced woman covers both. يَشْمَلُ مَنْ لَهَا رَجْعَ وَمَنْ لَيْسَ لَهَا رَجْعَ. This is the general. But afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ. And their husbands, meaning the husbands of these divorced women, أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. Their husbands have the better right to take them back in that period if they wish. So this ruling here is particular to those divorced a revocable divorce. So, could we say therefore in the beginning, and divorced woman covers those with revocable divorce, or is it general? Most of the scholars are with the opinion that it is general. So, concerning the verse we have now, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Verily we give life to the dead. This covers every dead, even the animals. But the next statement, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, we record that which they sent before them and their traces. This is specific to those who are legally responsible. So, could we then say, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, verily we give life to the dead. This is to those who are legally responsible, as evident from the following statement, we record that which they sent before, or should we say this is general, and that following it by being followed rather by a ruling specific to some of the individual cases does not entail particularization? We know that there is difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this matter. So therefore we can say the dead of those who the record which they sent before them and their faces, as evident from the verse. So this covers the dead of those who, you know, there is a recording concerning their deeds. So they will be therefore from the legally responsible. Someone else could say at the same time,
we take by the generality al-mawta, the dead. This covers every dead. And the term wanaktubu, we record. This covers from them those who are legally responsible, meaning the offspring of Adam. We'll move ahead now to the next statement. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. Question. In the beginning of this verse, we read وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, we record that which they sent. Who is the one who records? Is this referring to Allah Azza wa Jal or to the angels by His command? وَنَكْتُبُ, we record. Is this referring to Allah Azza wa Jal or to the angels by His command? The answer, to the angels by His command. As in the following verses, in Surah Al-Infitar, verse 9-12. Al-Infitar 82:9-12. قال الله تعالى كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. Nay, but you deny the recompense. But verily over you are appointed angels to watch you. كراما honorable, كاتبين, writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. يعلمون ما تفعلون. So relating the writing to the one who commands is something from the Arabic language, abundant in the Arabic language. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَكْتُبُ, we record, and what is intended in this are the angels. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, what they had put in advance in this life from righteous deeds. Because every person doing a righteous deed in this life, then it is like forward buying. It is like forward buying. And in forward buying, the buyer puts the price in advance. So here, with your righteous deeds, it's like you are forward buying. And what is the reward? The commodity, the reward, will be on the day of resurrection. And it could be in this life and also on the day of resurrection together. So if you do righteous deeds, then in this case you forward for yourself, put in advance price that will be recompensed on the day of resurrection. Be sure of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not neglect or ignore the reward for anyone who does righteous deeds. وَنَكْتُبُ, and we write. There is no evidence here that this writing is the writing in the preserved tablet, because the writing in the preserved tablet is finished, it's done. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:105, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. And indeed we have written in the Zabur, after we have already written in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, that my righteous slaves shall inherit the land of paradise. So the writing in the preserved tablets is finished, and it cannot be reconstructed, you know, doing reconstruction for something which is already finished. Reconstruct the writing and so forth. However, what is intended here in the writing, naktubu, is in the record of deeds, sahaiful a'mal, in the record of deeds. And the ones who do the writing are the angels by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that the person puts forward in his life, from good or evil, is written. However, everything they put from good is guaranteed. However, on the other hand, what they put forward from evil is not quote-unquote guaranteed, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive the evil as long as it is not shirk, meaning died on shirk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this clear in Surah An-Nisa 4:48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives except that anything else to whom He pleases. So it is for the benefit of man, therefore, if this matter is not guaranteed. It is open for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. نكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم. نكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم. Right? We record that which they sent before them and their traces, and آثارهم, the traces. From that, for example, you say the trace of the foot after walking, it follows. The trace follows the movement of the foot. So what is intended by آثارهم here? Many things that are of their traces. For example, charity, endowment for the poor, so although this is put forward in their life, however, the effect of this transcends that time, without any doubt. The benefit could go after the person's death, and also the beneficial knowledge is of this type as well. So anything which benefits the person after his death is from his traces. The righteous son also, righteous children, because the child is from man's earning. So if the child grows up and invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his parents, then this is from their traces. Also, what people follow from one's righteous deeds and good character and good behavior and good example, also from the traces. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And all things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. أحصينا, this is an Arabic taken from al-hasa, petals, because the Arabs were unlettered. They used to keep record of things by using petals, al-hasa, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, ahsaynahu, it is from al-hasa. Also, the Arabs used to estimate things by arrows, and the like. And everything we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. Fi imamin mubin. Imam. Imam means here a book. An imam may cover many meanings, more than one meaning, the term imam. All the meanings have something in common, and that is reference. All the meanings have something in common, and that is a reference. So the imam is a reference. So, for example, the Imam of Salah is reference to the believers who follow him in prayer. Similarly, the Imam of rulership is a reference to people. People refer to him. And the book is an Imam because it's a reference. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And we have fastened every man's deeds to his neck, and on the day of resurrection we shall bring out for him a book which he will find wide open. It will be said to him, read your book, you yourself are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. So here, fi imamin mubin, all things are recorded in a clear book. Mubin. When you hear or when you see the term mubin in the Quran, then its meaning could fit to be clear, to mean clear. Also, it could also mean a clarification itself. But this does not apply to every place in the Quran where the term mubin comes. Sometimes the meaning fits only to being clear, like in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 164. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. While before they had been in a clear, manifest error. In this context of this verse here, we have recorded with numbers a record which is in a imam in mubin. In this term, in this verse, the preponderating meaning is that it is a clarification. Makes things clear, meaning the book. And that which makes things clear itself is clear. The benefits of this verse. Number one, making clear the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in giving life to the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven his ability to bring life to the dead
by way of intellectual as well as physical evidences and proofs. From the intellectual proofs, like his saying subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rum in 30:27, وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه.
And he, it is who originates the creation, then will repeat it after it has been perished. And this is easier for him. This is an intellectual proof on the possibility of bringing life to the dead. Because repeating it is easier than originating. So the one able to originate is all able, of course, to repeat by all means. Similarly, the same as in his saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:104. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ
As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us, and truly we shall do it. The same. As to the physical evidences, many. And there are so many similitudes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran, like giving life to the earth. Take for example his saying in Surah Fussilat 41:39,
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And among his signs in this, that you see the earth barren, dead. But when we send down water to it, it is stirred to life and growth. Verily he who gives it life, surely he is able to give life to the dead. Indeed, he is able to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, as in Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 9 to 11, قال الله تعالى ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج.
And we send down blessed water from the sky, then we produce therewith gardens and grain, every kind of harvest that are reaped, and tall date palms with ranged clusters, a provision for Allah's slaves. And we give life therewith to a dead land. Thus will be the resurrection of the dead. And the verses are many. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves his ability by way of intellectual as well as physical proofs, so that it becomes an evidence for those who think and contemplate. And this covers, you know, people who are referred as to intellectuals, then they are presented with these intellectual proofs. And for ordinary people who take for proof that which they see, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the physical evidences for them to see. And from the evidence or from the benefits of this verse, that the one who does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not follow the reminder, Allah is able to give life to his heart
and thus gives him out and makes him follow the reminder. How is this deducted? How is this deducted? It is deducted from the fact that Allah had mentioned this after He informed us of the categories of people, that there are some who have aw and follow the reminder. Then He mentioned this verse, indicating that He is all able to give those who don't have aw and don't follow the reminder to bring them back to the truth, give them life. And from the benefits of this verse, everything is written for man, either for him or against him. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes everything, all things, the few and the many. And from the benefits of this verse is that there are things and deeds that continue after man's death, like knowledge, charity, righteous children, a revival of a sunnah, if someone revives a sunnah in his lifetime and people follow him on that, this continues even after his death. And from the benefits is that this verse makes clear the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping records of everything and in perfect precision, and nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misses. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the discussion on this verse number 12 from Surah Yasin.